to Dominguez. I am your host with the mostest tonight. So thank you for joining me. I am so excited to even begin this journey. This is my first podcast, and I feel that this is going to be an amazing time. So just come on in wherever you're joining me from. I just want to say welcome. Thank you. It's a blessing that you're joining me. On this podcast, it's going to be about everything dealing with advocacy, being an advocate, and really what that means. I've had this on my heart for a really long time, so I just really just want to dive right in and get right to it. So come in and let's just like get down to the nitty gritty. Like I said, I'm your host, Lisa Dominguez. I am a advocate. I am a legal advocate, but I wanted to kind of break that down even more. What does that really mean, right? I like to dive into words to understand the meaning behind the word and the context in which one uses it. A lot of times we speak and use words that really don't pertain to a situation or a circumstance or a person, whatever it may be. However, in the word advocate, right, in the dictionary, it actually speaks about it means to one that argues for a cause, right, or pleads on another's behalf. And that's what an intercessor does. You intercede on behalf of someone else that doesn't have a voice. And that is the mandate that the Lord has given me, to be the mouthpiece for him, that I must decrease and he must increase. So it is an honor to be here today. I didn't know if I was going to make it. I'll be honest with you. I want to shout out to my mentor, Jason. He really pushed me along and just really, he saw things that I didn't see, and I'm thankful. And I also want to shout out to Renee. Renee has been instrumental as well in this process that I have been in, and them believing in me in times that I didn't even feel that I could, and that's what an advocate does. They see farther than the circumstance right then and there, and they're able to really extract the information that's needed to advocate for that person, whether it be in prayer, whether it be in a circumstance. And that is key to advocacy. This podcast doesn't have one specific area, but rather advocacy as a whole. It's advocating for a person's civil rights, a person's right to live and breathe and be well and be treated well. And when people's rights are violated, sometimes they don't have a voice to actually speak forth, and then they become downtrodden, and they become just helpless and hopeless. And before, years prior to this, I did advocate for women and children in a domestic violence shelter all over the United States, in the family courts, the criminal courts, and even in immigration, especially with domestic violence and VAWA, and, the protections that protect women. We are special beings. We're made in the image of God. Not all the time do we see and have the foresight to see what may come in our midst. And that can actually put us on a path that we didn't see. And so when a person ends up in a domestic violence shelter, they're going to need an advocate. And so to help them, and you are your best advocate, but when you're at that place where you can't do it, or you don't know how, or you're just overwhelmed, right? Having a person that comes alongside you is amazing. As I was saying, I wanted to kind of also break down that word advocate in the Greek terminology, in the Greek language. It's actually parakaletos, which means to come alongside, you know, and it's beautiful to hear that because that's what an advocate does, you know, who pleads for a cause. And that is exactly what this is all about. I have had walked through some really, really, really hard times, and I had to really dig deep and advocate for myself and come out on the other side. And I didn't really see where I was going at the moment. However, the seeds that are planted and the choices that you make right now in this given moment, even when I'm speaking this word forth, you may not see it come to fruition, but down the line, it will. And I'm here to tell you, I'm a living testimony of the goodness of the Lord and what he will do if you give it to him. You know, there's so many areas that people may need an advocate. But foremost, really, I have lately been advocating a lot for my son, who has a learning disability that went undetected, but I just knew there was something different. And I had to advocate because, you know, he is going to be someone's husband and someone's father one day. And that's my ministry. You know, the Lord has given me these beautiful children to be able to be their advocate and help them to advocate, self-advocate for themselves, right? A lot of times when we get into situations and we don't even see it, our voice can be taken from us and we don't even recognize that. And I think that the three keys that one must know if they even want to even venture out, whether it be domestic violence, whether it be civil rights, whether it be special education, immigration, employment law, you know, if you're dealing with Title VII claims and whatnot, is you have to have the knowledge, the understanding, and wisdom. And those are the three keys to successful advocacy. And it's also chartering on those waters that people don't want to talk about. See, a lot of people sweep things under the rug. And for instance, when you're in a domestic violence situation, and well, she chose to be in that situation. She should have known. You know, it's just beating down the victim again. And of course, let me also be very clear. Domestic violence comes in all shapes and sizes. It's not just physical, it's emotional, spiritual, financial, anything that asserts power and control. And it starts off as cohesive control, right? They groom the victim, they groom them to get them into a place. And usually that's where the gaslighting comes in, where you're not stable minded. You didn't remember that way. It's to really alter the person's thinking patterns to be able to wear them down and get them into a place where they can continually be abused. You find this so much when people are coming out of sex trafficking. It's again, asserting control over their victim, asserting control over a victim of domestic violence, as well as when you get into toxic environments in work, right? There's certain things that employers can and cannot do. And I do not assert any of this as legal advice. Although I do work in these areas in my legal advocacy, I do not assert this as legal advice. However, if you do have any kinds of issues or need resources, I will at the end of my episode, I will give you my email. please reach out to me, feel free. However, really what birthed this is the things that I have seen and experienced, and I just think it's time. You know, so many people do not have a voice, or they have people that do not help them to have a voice. And I'm here to help give information to people to make a good decision based on what's best for them and what's healthy and safe for them. I have a son, like I had said, he has a learning disability that I had to advocate a lot for him in the schools and be able to show them this is how he learns and this is what's going to be best for them. Excuse me, not them, him. A lot of times people will assert their opinions, and listen, everybody has one, doesn't make it right. They'll assert their opinions, and it doesn't mean that it's the right thing or the right situation. I have seen just in that area, you really need to be able to advocate and have knowledge of a situation and understanding how it's applicable to apply certain goals, or if they need special therapies for that child to achieve success. And I am finding early on, the earlier that you catch things, the better it is. As I venture on this podcast journey, I definitely have a lot of things that I want to discuss, bring awareness, and just honestly, my heart is to inspire, empower, encourage, uplift, and know that you're not alone and that you have a voice and you matter and you're important. I, for a long time, was stifled and didn't want to speak forth because of a certain circumstance that honestly broke me, but actually it broke me, but it made me. I'm going to get a little vulnerable here and a little transparent. You know, I firsthand have seen how manipulation, domination, and control works. And I did forget to add, with domestic violence, there also is spiritual abuse that a lot of people don't want to talk about, but I do, and bring awareness. And you have to be very, you know, you have to have a very sharp discernment to catch these things. In any area that you're advocating for, you have to be able to catch these things because they go undetected. And then it blows up in your face and you don't know, right? You don't know what to do and you're at the end of your rope and it's like, oh my goodness, how did I get here? Well, that happened to me. And I saw firsthand how people can twist the word and make it one way to fit their circumstance, right? And this is what I've seen in ministries or even workplaces where they assert their control over their victim to get them to comply. And if you don't comply, then you're not teachable, you're disobedient, you know, all kinds of things. But, you know, those are lies from the pit of hell. That is not, and there's no truth again. So I just want to first really let you all know, if you're in a domestic violence situation, if you're in any kind of situation that is putting you at jeopardy and somebody is asserting any type of control, manipulation, domination, please, please, please reach out to me. There are resources to help you. And I just would love to be that person to come alongside you and help you in any way that I can be of assistance and of service to you. The email you can reach out to me at is theunfilteredadvocacy@gmail.com. Once again, it's theunfilteredadvocacy@gmail.com. I don't want to make this a long, drawn out first episode, but what I really wanted to touch upon is, and I'm going to have a season where there's specific topics that I'm going to bring up. And my next episode, I'm going to bring up specifically dive into the warnings of domestic violence. And then I believe I'll go on to special education. And with the domestic violence, dealing with if you, what type of status you have, if you're here and you do not have status or you've overstayed your visa, different options there are, and organizations, like just different resources, because you have a voice, as well as if you have a child. The next episode, which will probably be episode 3, regarding special education and what that looks like and walking through that process of advocacy. If you need any help as well with your IEPs or even getting services, or even if you have an inkling that there is an issue with your child and you need some advocacy, feel free to email me. I would love to, again, help you. I am blessed to be here, and I'm thankful that you have come on this journey with me. And I pray that this be a blessing to all the people that hear it, as well as it falls on good ground. I once again really want to just send my thanks to my mentor, Jason and Renee. If it wasn't for them, I would not be where I am today. And as my story unfolds and I get to tell you a little more about how the Lord has really blessed me, and I had to walk through some really, really, really hard times, but all in all, God has been there for me, and He is our ultimate advocate. He goes before the Father and He pleads our case. Just know that. And He is the intercessor. When we don't know what we need, He knows what we need. And there was times that I didn't know what I needed, but He knew what I needed and where I needed to be and everything. And I just want to tell you, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. You know, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, this is the last thought I'm going to leave you with. Maslow's hierarchy of needs is a theory of thought that basic needs need to be met in order for a person to reach self-actualization. And when those are not addressed, you can't actually reach that purpose or fulfilling calling that you have on your life, because each and every one of us have a call on our life and we're made in the image of God. We just have to discover what our purpose is. So when those basic needs are not being met, it's really hard to walk out our destiny, our purpose, and our call over our lives. And that right there is so important in order to fulfill your purpose. And so thank you for this time. I hope that this has given some inspiration. It's definitely been a blessing to sit and talk with you guys. Next time you come, bring your coffees, your teas, just come and just be filled. I really feel that there's going to be some amazing nuggets coming off of here. And even for myself, as I walk through this with you guys, I just want to let you know there's going to be some things that I'm going to say that might ruffle some feathers, but you know what? God goes before me. So I'm definitely standing firm in the faith. And until next time, this is the Unfiltered Advocacy, your host, Lisa Dominguez. Blessings to all. I will see you soon. And thank you for joining me. Once again, if you need something, theunfilteredadvocacy@gmail.com. Connect with me. Signing off tonight. Bye-bye.